episode 2777, It's Never Just One Thing.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready to cook up something great? Oh, yes. We're talking about your gut. We're talking about your health. Are you ready to feel extraordinary? Are you ready to feel good, not only just on the outside, but specifically on the inside? But you know what? As hard as we try, it's just never one thing. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. When you're in search of forever youth or healthy living, it's about finding the one thing, right, that can change everything. But it's never just one thing. Healthy living thrives from a strong foundation. However, most of us are too busy to concern ourselves with the foundation. We just want results. Oh yeah, well, who doesn't? You want results, but you want it on your own terms. That's the real hard truth. And why we need to chat today. Because you know what? We don't like the real hard truth. We like to skirt it. We like to stay away from it. We like to just get by. And then we go to that doctor's appointment and we have a realization of, ouch, brick wall hit. And you're thinking, how did I get here? I don't want you to get there like that. I don't want you to hit a brick wall. I want you to live your life on point. Whatever that looks like, if you're like, I'm okay at this weight, I want to look this way, great. There's no judgment here. But you need to take some time to look honestly as to where you are. You know, I was watching our plumber tear into our foundation. Now, as you heard, or maybe you haven't heard, you're just tuning in for the very first time. Welcome to our family, by the way. We have a water leak. And this water leak has been, well, a thorn in my side. And it's been going on not just for months, but for years. We fix it, it fails. We fix it, it fails. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Well, finally, it failed for the last time. And so we're taking drastic measures to change it all up. And with these drastic measures requires our plumber to tear into our foundation. And as he was doing that, I was amazed at how indestructible it was. The foundation itself is way over 12 inches. And it makes sense as to why it needs to be that way. This foundation is what holds up our home. It keeps all three floors upright through major storms and high winds. The pressure of water and electricity can't do any harm because the foundation is solid and strong. If we want to be strong in our lives when it comes to our health, we must start incorporating the belief that health is built on a strong foundation. We can't look at just, well, that one magic pill, right? It's never just one thing. That one magic pill, yeah, it would be awesome, but it too would eventually fail. We're missing the mark as to our foundation, our healthy foundation. We need, you and I both need a foundation that is so indestructible that a jackhammer of a storm can't wipe you or me off the map. So let's start from the ground up. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Start from the ground up. This is not about solving your problems, not all at once, but directing you towards the basics that seem to be forgotten when it comes to healthy living. We're starting school brand new. Let's start looking at our health from a different perspective. So we got to start from the ground up. What does that look like in real life? Number one, think outside the box. Especially the processed ones. Oh yes, what are you feeding your body? How is your gut going to thrive if you're feeding it junk that causes it to die? This is the hard truth. But you're not getting any younger. And if you want to feel younger, you have to feed younger. You've got to have the real food. But I know, guilty as charged at times, not all the time, but at times, where, yep, it's easy to go for the boxed food. It's easy to go through the drive-thru. It's easy to just say, I want it now, and I'll go order it, and in 5 minutes, it'll be ready. Or even 25 minutes, it'll be ready. You can go out to a nice sit-down restaurant and guess what? It's still bad for you. Why? Well, start reading and asking for their nutritional menu and say, can you tell me what's all in this? Oh yeah, salt, salt, and more salt. Oh yes, and let's throw on 2 pounds of sugar while we're at it. We want it sweet and salty and savory. We add in all those sauces. All those sauces are unnecessary things, and it just does horrible things to the inside of our body. Now, again, I'm not being specific to you right now. What I'm doing is I want to raise these questions. I want you to be a detective, a private detective for yourself. And I want you to start from the ground up. You've got to look at your evidence. Where does your evidence lie? Think outside the box, especially the processed ones. If you're having problems in this area, then maybe, yes, you need to focus on nutrition. And you need to figure out, what does my body need? Okay. Number two, rest. Rest is required before the weight or stress comes off. Yeah. If you're not resting, you are so stressed and you're carrying a weight on your shoulders and also weight on your hips. Okay, that's if you're a female. Guys, I don't know why, but you don't have to have weight on your hips. You get it in other places like, you know, the belly. But for us women, a lot of us, ooh, yes, it's in the hips and the thighs. And we're like, can we just get this off? You can, but you also have to rest in order for it to come off. You being the busybody that you are only sets you back. You can't do everything. And I speak from experience. Eventually, something has to give. And usually, it's your health. I don't want that for you. So I want you to look at your rest. Are you resting? You will be amazed right now. I've gotten to bed before midnight the last 2 nights. I know, freaky. I'm going to try it again this evening. Don't know if it's going to happen, but that's my goal. And if I could get to bed every night by 11, that would be fabulous. If I could get to bed by 10 o'clock, that would be extraordinary. I'm reaching for extraordinary, but right now I'm settling for fabulous. Okay? That's my personal goal. I don't know where you are. Maybe you're in bed by 9 o'clock because you're up at 5 o'clock and it's working for you. Great. You don't even have to mess with this. But maybe you need to look at the weekend. Maybe you're hitting the weekend too hard. Maybe you're doing a little too many things that you need to know how to slow down so you can speed up. Only you can answer this, right? We're going back to the foundation. Start from the ground up. Think outside the box, especially those processed ones. Rest so you can have the weight and the stress come off. And then number three, edit the way you move. No one really likes exercise. If you could do anything else but exercise, don't you think you would? Of course, right? Now, some of us convince ourselves that, oh yeah, it feels awesome to be stressed out. No, it feels awesome after the fact, but during the fact, it does not feel awesome. No one likes to be in pain. I don't care how great you are. Let's just call it like it is. So as we age, we have to learn how to take care of our body differently. So if you're a 20 to 30-year-old, it's going to be different than someone who's a 40 to 50-year-old or a 50 to 60-year-old or go on up the ladder, right? You have got to look at your body, but let me tell you this, you need to be looking at it sooner rather than later, and you need to make those adjustments because our body requires movement. It's oil to the joints, and that rest is important, but when you need to move, you still need to move, but you move differently. You may not be lifting as heavy of weights. Maybe you do more repetitions. Maybe you need to walk more instead of run because you want your knees to make it to the end of life for you. Instead of having to have 2 knee replacements plus another hip replacement plus another revamp on another knee replacement. I know that sounds crazy, but that's real life. And we're here talking about real life. Think outside the box. Rest so the weight comes off and edit the way you move. If you're honest with yourself, long-term sustainable transformation never comes from one thing or the one change or the one tweak. It takes a variety of edits and changes to make your foundation strong. However, it's not always massive changes. It can be a series of little things that make all the difference. We're making a lot of difference right now with our water situation and our plumbing. And it's going to make a huge difference. But the biggest difference is what we're doing within the foundation and where we're laying some pipe and redoing things. That's what the house needs now for longevity. That's what we're looking at. That's what you need to look at. Where do you need to make some changes for longevity, for your healthy living? So today, look at where you are honestly. Can you live with yourself being exactly who you are for the next 20 years? That's a tough question. I wrestled with that one before actually coming on to record and chat with you. I was like, seriously? Can I live with myself exactly what I'm doing right now for the next 20 years? And I thought, HE double hockey sticks, no. Yeah, I don't think so. I need to make some changes. And so when you're doing this, don't skirt the truth. Be raw and real. Really challenge yourself and say, okay, where am I right now? Do I like everything I'm doing? Maybe you're a runner and you're like, oh, I'm awesome. I'm 45. I'm doing great. I got this. But all of a sudden, you're starting to feel a pain, but you've been ignoring it. Why? Well, you can pop a pill or two and you feel good and you push yourself the next day. Pop a pill or two, a couple days later, oh, you feel great. You keep pushing yourself. You're running 3-4 times a week, anywhere from 2 to 4 or 5 miles. That's great. But how are your knees handling it, right? Be raw and real with where you are and how you want to be these next 20 years, because after these next 20 years, then you get to reevaluate. Is this where I want to be? Because your body is always changing. When we age, there's change. Yep, there's wrinkles. Yep, there's some sags. Yep, there's some droopiness. Yep, sometimes there's some extra weight that we have to be aware of. Sometimes there's a loss of muscle that requires us to do other things. So don't skirt the truth as to where you are. Maybe you're at the opposite end of the spectrum. Maybe you're losing muscle. And you need to say, gosh, I can't do this because in 20 years, I won't be able to lift a half a gallon of milk that's going to last me for 2 weeks. What is it for you? That's the beginning of a strong foundation. And I want you to be sure to honor the one thing you're doing right and you want to continue through the next 20 years. Maybe you're a journaler and you love to write. Maybe you're writing letters to your children, your grandchildren, and you're starting to keep this log as to what's going on in the world. Maybe you're creating your own time capsule. I would encourage that. How cool is that? If I could get maybe a few things done in my house and fixed, maybe I would have time for a time capsule. But right now, I don't, but I would encourage you to. I mean, I think it sounds awesome. In fact, little quick secret here. In all of this process, we actually found a void in our house. And that's exactly what I thought about. I was like, why not put together a time capsule? And so I'm actually thinking about doing that with my grandchildren. And doing little things and putting things away. And so eventually I'll put together a little note. And so whether we sell this house and I'm still here and alive and my husband is and we make this decision together, then we can get the time capsule out. It would be really cool. Or if I'm gone and the house is passed on to the family and they're going to do something, I'll be sure to leave a note that says, you've got to check here. There's something secret just for you. And I thought, how cool is that, right? What if you could do that right now with your own life? Have that time capsule. Celebrate the one thing you're doing right that you really want to continue for the next 20 years. So after those 20 years, you can look again and say, okay, what am I doing right for the next 20 years? It's exciting and it doesn't seem overwhelming. When you make living life to the fullest, to having health seem valuable, not just something you kind of chat about, not something that's just like a value bomb or something that's in vogue. It like really has meaning deep down. I mean, think about it. How do you want to be when your grandchild comes running to you? How do you want to be when your grandchild goes to their first dance? Maybe it's their 5-year-old kindergarten dance. I don't know. Maybe they have a father-daughter dance and you're going to be able to go and experience that. No, you're not going to the dance, but you get to see her dress up and go off with her father to her first dance, right? What is it going to be like when they're playing football or soccer or baseball or tennis or golf? Maybe they're dancing or gymnastics, whatever it is. Maybe it's painting. Maybe it's playing the piano. Maybe it's just sitting there and using sign language to communicate with someone who's deaf. Whatever your grandchild is doing and using as their gifts and talents, how do you want to show up? And I know for some of you, you're like, I'm not even through raising my young kids and you're trying to talk me into grandchildren. I am, because you've got to look beyond once in a while where you are so you know where you're going. It has a greater impact. Because your health doesn't change overnight. Think how long it took you to get to where you are today. However old you are, that's how long it took. Now, if you're a mom who's been having children, I know, like for me, I was pregnant or nursing for 10 years. Yeah, do some math on that one. Talk about major hormonal shift, major weight gain, weight loss all the time. All within a span of 10 years, having 5 children. Yeah, that's called crazy chaos and awesomeness all at the same time. I wouldn't change it for anything. But that's part of my story. Where are you in your season of life? What's part of your story right now that you need to look at honestly and say, this is where I'm at. It's time for me to dig deep. Because yeah, I want to be running after my children. I want to be chasing them and giggling and watching them graduate. I want to then be enjoying my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. I want to do stuff in the community. I want to travel the world. I can't do that if I can't move. I can't do that if my gut's not working right. I can't do that if I'm not getting enough rest. I can't do that if I'm sitting here carrying so much stress that I can't even breathe when I go to sleep at night. That, my friend, is the reality of where we are right now. We put so much pressure on ourselves. I'm here to say, hello. I'm waving the white flag, saying, if you don't stop, something's going to break. And why not start at the beginning of school? New routines, new challenges, new adventures. So let's dig deep. Let's train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.